Okay, this is Corporal Johanna Perez, and this is the interview of Correctional Officer Ricardo Zavala. Today's date is July 29th, 2021, and the time is 4:56 p.m. I'm the lead investigator conducting this administrative investigation. In addition, present in the interview is Sergeant Sergio Gutierrez, Correctional Officer Ricardo Zavala, and attorney. We are inside the conference room of the Internal Affairs Unit, and this interview is being audio recorded. The Santa Ana Police Department is currently conducting an investigation into the in-custody death that occurred at the Santa Ana Jail on 6/25/21. During this investigation, I will be gathering facts and looking for circumstances which led up to the in-custody death incident. After the investigation, the administration will review the incident to determine if department policy has been followed. A sustained finding of any charges could result in discipline being imposed in the form of training, reprimand, reduction in rank or pay, suspension, or termination. Do you understand?
Yes.
Due to the nature of this administrative investigation, Government Code Section 3303H requires me to advise you of your rights. Therefore, it's important that you understand that. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you in court. You have the right to an attorney before and during questioning. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you before questioning if you wish. Do you understand each of these rights that I have explained to you?
Yes.
With these rights in mind, would you like to speak to me now? No. Well, you have the right to remain silent with regard to any criminal investigation. You do not have the right to refuse to answer my questions administratively. This is an administrative investigation. I am therefore ordering you to answer all of my questions fully and honestly. If you refuse to answer my questions, your refusal to do so and or silence can be deemed insubordination and result in administrative discipline, up to and including termination. Any statement you make under compulsion of the threat of such discipline cannot be used against you criminally or in any civil proceeding except in limited circumstances. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Were you working on June 25th, 2021?
Yes.
Okay. What was your main work assignment
that day? I was in the Administrative Segregation Unit. It's a two-man unit post.
Okay. For the purposes of our interview today, are you okay with us calling it ADSEG?
Yes.
Okay. Two-man post, who were you working with that day?
Officer Gonzalez.
Okay. And is that assignment, was that your permanent?
Yes.
Assignment?
Yes.
Okay. I was notified too, you guys recently had a shift change. Did you change assignments or did you remain in
that? I remained there and Gonzalez was moved to another assignment.
Okay. How long have you been assigned to ADSEG?
It was 3 months, going on 4 months now.
Okay. When you're assigned to ADSEG, if you can explain to me, if it's easier for you to start from the beginning of your day to when you're off, what do your duties consist of in a day of ADSEG?
ADSEG, well, it's always a two-man unit. You have day room schedules, so at exactly 6:30 in the morning, you come in and you start, you do your first head count, you make sure everybody's there. About 6:40, you start setting up for breakfast, and everything is timed. So you start serving breakfast, and as soon as you serve breakfast, you start picking up again. By the time you're finished, it's almost 7 o'clock exactly, and right at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, the first day room starts. And basically every inmate gets an hour out a day. So it starts from the very beginning of the morning, 7 o'clock, and you get a break like around 10 o'clock, about 10, 11 o'clock, day room stops. And then after that, medical comes in, myself and Gonzalez will go back in the unit and we'll escort medical all throughout the unit and dispense med to all the inmates. And that usually takes about a half hour. And after that, around 11:45, Gonzalez or myself will go to lunch. He'll come back an hour later. Then I go to lunch. Another hour later goes by. So around 1:50, 2 o'clock, I'm back. We're both back in the unit, and we commence day room again. So it keeps going all the way to the afternoon till 4 o'clock. And around 4 o'clock, medical will do one last trip inside there. We'll escort them again. Mm-hmm. Once they're done, the dinner car gets around 4:30. And it's the same routine again. We set up our carts and we start serving. And we come back down and we give them about another half hour dinner time, or to eat dinner. So we start picking up around maybe about 5, 5:15, 5:20. So we give them about 35 minutes to eat dinner. So it's always constantly moving. It's never stopping. And we never basically break just to sit down or whatever. So there's always either medical escorts, just people moving into court, attorney visits, visits upstairs. So it's a constant moving around. Around 5:35, 5:40, we shut down all operations. And then by that time, the day shift, or actually the night shift, comes in. However, for probably the last couple of years or so, it just includes that. So also, we're assigned in roll call prior to going 10-8. We're verbally told, hey, you know what, once you finish feeding your unit, you have to go to the next unit, feed over there, do the same routine, feed them, bring them out, feed them. Once you're done, you secure them, and then you go back to your unit. It kind of leaves that unit attended. So as it's been happening months, we'll do, you know, Fort Charles, and then I'll be reassigned to say, Zavala, go down to the third floor, go feed. So technically, I'll be feeding in my unit from there. They'll say, we're short staff, go to that unit. We feed, and we rush back. So everything's just rushing back and forth. But basically, as an ATSEG officer, we're busy, you know, the whole time, the whole 12 hours.
Okay. And there's two of you assigned to that unit?
Yes.
Okay. On the 25th, at some point during that shift, Gonzalez left to go to Fort Charlie.
Yes.
Why did he leave?
He was advised in the morning. We were given a break schedule, and on that break schedule it said one of us was going to go feed for lunch. One of us was going to break for, not break for lunch, but one of us was going to do lunch in the morning, and the other officer was assigned to do dinner, which is me, in the afternoon. So that's basically the way the routine was. And we're verbally told by the supervisor, one of you guys have to break away to the other unit and feed or do whatever you have to do. Once you're done, secure the unit, come back to this side.
Okay. So when you guys do that, you said you guys are notified in the morning during roll call?
Yes.
Okay. So on the 25th, were you guys notified in roll call that you would be going over to Fort Charlie for lunch?
Yes.
And that, dinner?
And also we get a via email as well. There's a break schedule that comes out every single day. So it breaks it down on what different assignments you're going to do for that day. So. And okay. I believe on that day it said one of us is going to go serve lunch and serve dinner.
Okay, through email?
Yes.
Okay. When you go leave ADSEG to go do lunch, is it clear that it's only for lunch and then you come back to your module?
Yes.
Okay.
We just basically, we feed our side first, which is priority because it's a two-man operation. Mm-hmm. Once that happens, for example, my partner broke away. All you do, come in there and you're basically rushing. You get your workers out, you feed the lower tier, secure them, bring the upper tier out, feed them, secure everybody, put everybody away, and then you come back to the unit. So basically you're leaving that unit unattended again.
Okay. In the video, you had a chance to review it. It shows at approximately 9:35 hours, the door opens up that leads you from ADSEG, the officer area, into Fort Charlie?
Yes.
Why was that door opened?
That morning, it was the officer that was there for mandatory overtime, and she was only going to be there until either 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Basically, when you stay mandatory, you have to stay at least 3.5 hours, as sometimes they cut you loose at 9:30. When that door opened, I only happened by a glance. I'm not sure if I was on the echo side, but if something caught my attention, that the door was swung open. So at exactly around 9:35, 9:30, like I see here, I didn't see anybody come to our side. I didn't see anybody leave. So I kind of was wondering, hey, what's going on there? So I kind of poked my head through, and I looked around. I kind of said some choice words inside my, because I was a little upset. Like, okay, nobody briefed me. Somebody left. The door was open. They said, didn't even say anything, didn't say, hey, this is the itinerary for today, this is the head count, nothing. I was a little upset. I called control, as a matter of fact, and I said, hey, what happened to the officer? Oh, she left. I said, well, let me tell you something. We weren't briefed, we weren't told anything. I don't know what the head count is, nothing. So I told one of my supervisors, and I think at that time, too, Gonzalez had stuck his head through. It was like, hey, you know, what's going on here? So kind of that's where the breakdown started right away at that time.
Okay. Had any supervisors been notified, hey, there's nobody in Fort Charlie?
Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, I called control, which is an SCO, which is a supervisor, and I let him know, hey, this is what happened. Well, this is not right. It's wrong. And he said that that person just left.
Who was that that you notified?
SCO Tong.
T-H-O-M or T-O-N?
T-O-N-G.
Oh, Tom. Okay. So you notify that they're gone, and are you guys told at all, like, okay, we'll try to get someone over there, or...
No.
Okay, did anybody ask either of you guys to look over that module?
No. Well, what happens is once they leave, and I remember at that time around 9:30, almost 9:40, since we had to do feeding on both sides, I tried to get ahead of the game, so... I think around, I don't know, maybe 10 o'clock, I started calling downstairs the kitchen. Hey, can you send the kitchen the actual cart up here so we can get going here on the Delta Echo side, feed these guys quickly, and then from there, Gonzalez is going to go to the other side and do, you know, feed the other side. Technically, we're still running day room time. At that time, all this occurred between 9 and 10 o'clock in the morning. We had an inmate, which is a level 6-3 man, which is cuffs and shackles. Anytime you have somebody in the day room, cuffs and shackles, especially higher level inmate, that door shouldn't technically be open. It should be secured in case something does happen, in case he comes through the doors and now he can run through Fort Charles. So technically, Gonzalez and I are still running this module while this is being left unattended. And I think around 10:10, I think the inmate's day room was over, so we finally secured him inside the cell. And that's when I think around maybe 10:15, 10:20, we got our cart, so right away we started feeding. And that's when all occurred. And as soon as I was done feeding, I think Gonzalez went over, I think it was at 10:40. So he went on that side to start feeding right away. I still continued because at that time medical had commenced, and now I'm doing dispensing meds. So when usually it should be a two-man operation. So we're basically being split apart, trying to do different duties at the same time. We should be focusing on one and then going to the other.
Okay. At approximately 11:18, in the video I see that you open that door that leads into Fort Charlie. What prompted you to open that door up and go over there?
I heard some yelling over the radio. I thought I heard somebody say help, and I thought it was my partner. I thought he was in trouble, so I immediately opened the door, and I look up, and I don't see anybody. And I can hear over the radio some, like, almost like cry for help. So I didn't know whether it's Gonzalez was getting assaulted. I can see him. So I looked in there, and first thing I see is inmates walking around. So I tell them, hey, go out in the rec yard. Mm-hmm. That's when I secured them, and I'm walking around making sure nobody's out. And I'm still hearing them say, hey, I need help, help, help. So I'm running up the stairs. I take my taser off. So I'm thinking, oh, my God, he's getting beat up. So by the time I run up to number 17, I look in there, and it was... not my partner being assaulted, but it was the inmate that was already on the floor when I arrived.
Okay. And then when you arrived there, what did you do?
I checked his pulse, checked his breathing, and he wasn't breathing. Tried to wake him up, tried to give him a couple stern rubs. I didn't actually know what happened until I started looking at it. Oh, my goodness, there's a noose. And, you know, I thought for sure he had a chance of survival. So... after a couple of sternum rubs and checked, no pulse, I know medical's right behind me, so we initiated CPR. I did about three cycles of chest compressions, 30 cycles of those. And I administered, I think it was one cycle of Narcan, because we didn't really know what was going on other than, who knows, it was an overdose, any angle, we didn't know. So
yeah.
That was my role in that. That was pretty much it for my role towards the end right there.
Okay. And then at some point, do you just get relieved from...
Yes.
Okay.
By that point, you have supervisors, managers, and everybody came in. And
okay.
Yeah.
Who was manning for Charlie before? In the morning, before the door opened, and do you know who was in there? Who opened the door?
Well, in the morning, I'm pretty sure it was Tulum, because they mentioned a roll call at Tulum. It's not if I didn't know who was there or not. I think it's after the fact. The fact that it was there, that person just left.
Yeah.
I knew she was in there. So she stayed mandatory.
Okay.
And technically, if you're in the morning, you're going to stay from 6:30 in the morning to 9:30. The longest you can stay is 10. Again, I didn't know what time she left until I've seen this right here.
Okay. So, yeah. So she left, doesn't make any contact with you guys?
No, not at all.
Had something like this ever happened?
No. Usually we brief each other. I mean, that's part of our job. That's one of our main duties to do. You have to brief each other. Let us know of the events. Let us know if someone is maybe not feeling too happy, maybe not feeling a little blue, or maybe this person's a little of concern. You have to brief me on maybe who's going to court or who's going to mess. So, yeah, there's a lot of things you got to brief. And none of that was done. So,
on a day, if someone briefs, like let's say she did, she briefed you, would that change your responsibilities, or would that have changed anything that you guys would have had to have done prior to serving luncheon for Charlie?
If she would have just briefed me?
Mm-hmm.
No, because our concern, again, we were still busy on this side, and eventually we're going to go to this side anyways. The only issue is that these inmates know our patterns. They know. You can be on the clock, and they know exactly when you go on break, lunches. They know exactly when you do your cell checks. You can do cell checks every 30, 40 minutes, or two or three of them. They know exactly when you're going to do it. They know your pattern. So.
Okay. From the time she left to lunch being served, should someone have been in there doing cell checks?
Again, if I would have known exactly what time, that was the issue. Just, I didn't know when she left. I had no clue. This is the first time I'm finding out what time she left. If it was me serving in lunch, and I'm pretty sure I can say this about everybody because it happens to me all the time. If I end up breaking away, the first thing I do is I go in that mod, I pop doors open, I give my workers, everything is rushed. And you're not the sitting officer for the day. You're just there temporarily for 15, 20 minutes, and then you leave, and you leave the mod unattended again. That's what goes on all the time. And this is what occurs when that happens.
And you bring up staffing and you guys being short-staffed. What would full staffing on the Fort Charlie and ADSEG side, how should it be?
If you look at policy, full staffing for day shift, it should be about 18 plus one supervisor. We're running barely 10 and one, sometimes 8 and one. We're extremely understaffed. And the night shift should also be, they should be about 17 plus one. They're extremely understaffed. We had four people stay over mandatory last night, and this is the result of when you're very, very understaffed. You can't be at all places at all times.
Okay. But in ADSEG, there should always be two?
It's a two-man operation, yes.
Okay. What about Fort Charlie? If to be fully staffed, how many people
should
be?
Just one person. Every mod is one except for ADSEG is always going to be two. It's more of a high power, high profile, high risk unit.
So she left, didn't brief you guys. You couldn't even remember the time that you realized she was gone. Just making sure I understand everything correctly. Gonzalez then ends up going over once you guys are done serving lunch on
yes.
your side and on ADSEG's
yes.
side. And then that's when Gonzalez goes over
yes.
to serve it over there.
And once he went over, again, the door was closed, and I continued to operate that unit with medical, so technically I'm still up and running when it shouldn't be that way, but it was that way for that day.
Okay. And on your side, was everybody on lockdown though?
Yes, they were locked down. Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything? Okay.
No.
Do you have anything to add? Maybe something I didn't ask or you think that we should know regarding the incident?
No, I think you pretty much know it all. You've seen it all, heard it all. No, that's exactly how this happened and exactly how you're saying it. And there's nothing else, nothing more I can add. I mean,
okay.
It's pretty cut and dry.
Okay. Well, thank you. We will be ending our interview. It is 5:15 p.m.
Thank you.